I think maybe I only know one thing in this world, one thing for sure, and that is that the truth does not set you free. Not like I have heard it said, and not like I have said it myself the countless times I sat in small rooms and jail cells and urged ragged men to confess their sins to me. I lied to them, tricked them. The truth does not salvage you or make you whole again. It does not allow you to rise above the burden of lies and secrets and wounds to the heart. The truths I have learned hold me down like chains in a dark room, an underworld of ghosts and victims that slither around me like snakes. It is a place where the truth is not something to look at or behold. It is the place where evil waits, where it blows its breath, every breath, into your mouth and nose until you cannot escape from it. This is what I know, the only thing. I knew this going in on the day I took the case that would lead me into the Narrows. I knew that my life's mission would always take me to the places where evil waits, to the places where the truth that I might find would be an ugly and horrible thing. And still I went, without pause. And still I went, not being ready for the moment when evil would come from its waiting place, when it would grab at me like an animal and take me down into the black water. Chapter 1. She was in darkness, floating on a black sea, a starless sky above. She could hear nothing and see nothing. It was a perfect black moment, but then Rachel Walling opened her eyes from the dream. She stared up at the ceiling. She listened to the wind outside and heard the branches of the azalea scratching against the window. She wondered if it was the scratching on glass or some other noise from within the house that had awakened her. Then her cell phone rang. She wasn't startled. She calmly reached to the bed table. She brought the phone to her ear and was fully alert when she answered, her voice showing no indication of sleep. "Agent Walling," she said. "Rachel, it's Sherry Dye." Rachel knew right away that this would not be a res call. Sherry Dye meant Quantico. It had been 4 years since the last time. Rachel had been waiting.
"Where are you, Rachel?"
"I'm at home. Where'd you think I'd be?"
"I know you cover a lot of territory now. I thought maybe you..."
"I'm in Rapid City, Sherry. What is it?" She answered after a long moment of silence.
"He's resurfaced.
He's back." Rachel felt an invisible fist punch into her chest and then hold there. Her mind conjured memories and images. Bad ones. She closed her eyes. Sherry Dye didn't have to use a name. Rachel knew it was Bacchus. The poet had resurfaced, just as they knew he would. Like a virulent infection that moves through the body, hidden from the outside for years, then breaking the skin as a reminder of its ugliness.
"Tell me." "3 days ago, we got something in Quantico, a package in the mail. It contained..."
3 days? You sat on it for three...
"We didn't sit on anything. We took our time with it. It was addressed to you, at Behavioral Sciences. The mailroom brought it down to us, and we had it x-rayed, and then we opened it. Carefully."
"What was in it?"
"A GPS reader."
"A global positioning system reader. Longitude and latitude coordinates." Rachel had encountered one on a case the previous year, an abduction out in the Badlands, where the missing camper had marked her trail with a handheld GPS. They found it in her pack and traced her steps back to a camp where she had encountered a man and he had followed her. They got there too late to save her, but they would have never gotten there at all if it hadn't been for the GPS.
"What was on it?"
Rachel sat up and swung her legs over the side of the bed. She brought her free hand to her stomach and closed it like a dead flower. She waited, and soon Sherry Dye continued. Rachel remembered her as once being so green, just an observer and learner on the GO team, assigned to her under the Bureau's mentoring program. 10 years later, and the cases, all the cases, had etched deep grooves into her voice. Sherry Dye wasn't green anymore, and she needed no mentor.
"It had one waypoint in its record, the Mojave, just inside the California border at Nevada,